Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Ed holding it down. Joe in Baltimore. I'm in Seattle at the Odyssey stations in Seattle, Washington. Good morning to you, Edward.
Good morning. How's it going out there?
It's not going bad, man. Not going bad. Good game last night with the Orioles winning. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, but it was just good to have had the Colton Cowser in the clubhouse and in the lineup, more importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. He made his presence known. They had we'll get to it, but they had a good night. Offense was clicking and Zagano, you know, did his job. It was a good night. Happy to see it.
Hey, let me ask you this, 'cause I'm asking you because you're a Knicks fan. Why are we acting like team that fell short in the playoffs never fired a coach?
I'm so glad you said that. I'm listening to the banter about this, and people just look. Apparently, you know, I heard Brunson defend him a bit, but allegedly, some of the players went to ownership and said he's not the guy. And I'm not a Dolan fan whatsoever. I think he's a terrible owner. Glad he doesn't pay attention to hockey, but. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I mean, this happens, and it happens frequently. Like, I get it. He got them further than they've been in 25 years. I get it. But, you know.
So did Mark Jackson.
Yeah, there are some.
What happened after he got fired?
There were some questions about it. Like, it happens. It's like the coaches are hired to be fired. It's hard to actually remember a coach that just leaves on his own and retires. It happens, but not often. These guys, they get replaced. It's not that big a deal.
Those guys win multiple championships that you're talking about.
Yes,
the one that leaves, the one that leaving. Listen, you've been in charge of companies, and I know it's the police department, but companies.
Same thing. Yeah.
When you come in, you have your idea of what you want to do, and you put men and women in charge in those different categories. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
If you're not getting the productivity that you want, you probably go to the people who are head of those departments. Am I right?
100%.
If you still don't get what you want, knowing the people that you put in those places are the right people, what do you do with the people in charge?
Replace them.
Okay.
That's exactly
what
they did.
The front office got the right men that they feel can win the championship. They may not feel they're getting the right results from the other person. They may not feel the problem is Brunson and these other guys. They may feel the problem. Wait a minute. Maybe you're not getting everything that you can get out of them. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that these are the right pieces. I believe it. Didn't we just see that in Baltimore?
Yeah.
We just saw this. I mean, we don't know how many meetings the people in the front office had with Thibodeau saying, hey, we want to see this. It didn't get it done. Where was all the – we had so much criticism of this man during the regular season, and now that you finally pulled the plug, oh, I can't believe it. It's not like he wasn't criticized throughout the season. And I said to you last week, I don't think his style – before they even got eliminated, I don't think his style is conducive to winning an NBA championship. I don't think so. I think – and you, when you start getting blown out like that in the postseason, that's fatigue.
Watch what I said, Leo. I'm convinced they were fatigued, especially if a game goes to overtime when you know players are getting 44 minutes a game. Like if you're starting five, basically, is on the floor the whole game, essentially. They really are. You know, it's a long enough season, and then you go into the postseason, and these guys are exhausted. You know, I'm convinced that I think they lean on Brunson too heavily. I mean, great player, but you know. Let's give some time to people. Like, there's other people, you know, on your roster.
As far as the Jay Wright move, you know, many people have texted me, well, his relationship with the Villanova guys, you know, they'll vouch for him. When you become pros, that's all good, but we're pros now. Yeah. With that relationship in college, it was cool and all, but you got to prove yourself on this level. And just because you got a good relationship with three guys on that roster – it may mean something when you first walk in the building, but when it's all said and done, you got to get it done. And if you don't get it done, those same guys that vouch for you are going to say, hey, man, we thought you could, but you couldn't. So I don't think that college relationship, it may be good in terms of starting it, but it's that college relationship is not going to carry them through if Jay Wright can't do the job on a pro
Absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. But the difference is I do like Jay Wright, though.
I love him, but I don't know if he coaches the pros.
I don't either, but I mean – I would not be opposed to hearing his name because I've always liked Jay Wright. I found him to be a creative thinker as a college coach. I heard him speak more than once, and I like that guy a lot.
I like him a lot too, but I hope they're not basing it based on the relationship that he has with a couple of players on that team. Yeah. Now, one thing I will say, I think his work with USA Basketball, that those guys are pros for the most part. Those are all pros that he's working with. So that helps in terms of can he deal with pros? But at that level, it's not all about X's and O's. It's handling and managing the egos. And I just, you know, when you've been king of the world as a college coach, which he was, how much can you now take kind of a back seat to players with something you never had to do? I think that's the greatest challenge of going from college, a college coach like he was, to going to the NBA.
Yeah, well, we'll see. He's one of my – there's some college coaches, I think you're right – there are guys that come to mind that I don't think they would take a step back because they've been the man.
John Calipari?
Boeheim, Calipari. Yeah. I mean, there's guys there with those personalities that I don't think would fly in the pros.
I think one guy that's the king that could do it because his ego is so big that he can't fail. His age may be a problem, but he could do it. He's done it before. Rick Pitino.
I said that yesterday in the cigar shop. I said, I swear to you, I said exactly that. I said, why don't we bring him back? I mean, he's got history with the team. He was in the NBA for years. I mean, why don't we bring him back?
He doesn't strike me as a guy where age is really a problem in him. No. He's still sharp. He still strikes me as a guy who's very sharp, man. Yeah. And he's the biggest egomaniac there is. And because of his ego, he would take a step back just to win. That's his ego. His ego is proving that he can win. So he's one of those guys that's going to do whatever he has to do, even if it's, hey, I'm no problem. I'll take a step back.
We had the four or five of us having a big NBA discussion yesterday over cigars. And at the very end, because there was, you know, all different names coming up and, you know, Van Gundy coming back and this and that. And I said, what about Pitino? He coached the Knicks before. He coached Celtics. He's been on, you know, in these organizations. Why don't we, you know, consider him? And they're like, well, it wasn't they said, oh, no, he's not the guy. It was apparently one guy had information. And, you know, I believe him. He's really knowledgeable guy in sport, really knowledgeable. And he said that he heard that he had a guy in New York that like takes care of the NIL money. And he gets what he wants. He gets whatever he wants now. And he thinks he's very happy, you know, in his college situation. And I thought, it's okay. I took that. But now we're discussing. I'm like, that may be true.
That.
Yeah, me too. In New York City? Yeah, absolutely. And think about it. Yeah, I get it. However, if you're the guy that brings the Knicks the first championship in, like, you know, 73.
St. John's is big in New York, but the Knicks, St. John's.
Right.
The Knicks, St. John's. Yeah. Again, he's one of the biggest egomaniacs in all of coaching, any sport. Don't tell me that Rick Pitino right now isn't sitting back thinking with his thumb and his index fingers to the left and the right hand pressed together, yes, thinking, one more ride?
Yeah.
One more ride.
That was my pick.
I would not be able to serve on a board of whether or not you could hire Rick Pitino. I could not, because I would have to go ahead and tell everybody, like, what do lawyers do when they have to get themselves out of a case? I would have to recuse myself, because I may be one of the biggest Rick Pitino fans in the world.
I knew that, yeah.
I cannot serve on that committee.
Yep. But he is my choice. He's the name I brought up when everybody else was, you know, giving other people up. Everybody had, you know, different ideas, obviously. But that was my choice.
Is the Orioles pitching for real? We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, recap last night that was here in Seattle. O's baseball up next on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Kowser hits it well, out to left field. Arozarena going back, turn it around, it is gone! Welcome back, Colton Kowser. Swing and a miss. Rowdy is down on strikes. That will finish the ball game, and the Orioles have their best win streak of the season. They pound out 13 hits and they roll 5-1, and they get a happy homecoming return from Colton Cowser, who homers in his first game off of the injured list.
Is the Orioles pitching for real? We'll talk about that at 6:30, but right now they've won their fourth consecutive game. The return of Colton Cowser, he hits his second home run of the year last night in the sixth inning, giving the Birds at that time a 3-1 lead. They would go on to win 5-1, putting two more runs in the eighth inning, and it was that correction at the top of the ninth inning, and pulling away from the Seattle Mariners. And during the three-game winning streak, the sweep, I got tired, especially with the off there. People reminded me, well, they only swept the White Sox.
Right.
Now they swept, they took the first game from a first-place team in the AL West. So, you know, do you feel better about this win than you do the sweep, or are you one of these guys, man, a win is a win?
No, I feel good about this win. I mean, I do, for a lot of reasons. You know, Sagano again has a good performance, and it goes seven innings where we haven't seen this stuff. That's the fourth game in a row we have quality starts. Fourth game in a row. And that's as far as anybody's gone recently. So seven innings, only gives up five hits, one run. So I like that a lot. And he has been, for all the criticisms, and, you know, some may be warranted, how about some credit here? You get a guy from Japan who, you know, he was an MVP and all, we hear all that as well. It's, you know, a different league, not the same. Well, they got this one right. They can say what they want. And then other things like, you know, Adley, who's been under fire constantly, gets three hits last night. You know, Gunnar got two. O'Hearn continues to hit. You know, 2-for-3. So it's like, there's a lot of things to like right here. There really was. 13 hits. They'd only struck out four times, which is, you know, they've had really bad nights where the team strikes out 13, 14 times. It was just a lot. It was a good outing. And, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to make up all this ground, but it makes me happy right now.
You know, I've said it. Other people who cover the team have said it as well, Ed, that these guys work so hard that maybe they work too hard. You've heard us say that before.
Yeah.
You know what they did on Monday?
No. Went to see a Space Needle or whatever?
We were wondering why the luggage was taking so long to get here on Sunday night. So Palmer said to me, and I think he revealed this also on TV, so I don't think it's a secret, there was a ton of golf luggage delivered.
Ah.
A ton. They went to a golf course here that I think had the U.S. Open, one of the majors years ago in golf. They hosted it years ago here. And they played golf, and they were gone for a while. Add to that, Adley's close to home. His whole family, friends are here.
Yeah, that's true. Not too far, yeah.
It was just, I think, they were just so much, they relaxed on Monday. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you get to a city and they got a day off, and they may lay around the hotel room and do some things. But they went out and had some fun on Monday. And I think also, you got that guy, Colton Cowser. He kind of said it tongue-in-cheek, but he meant it. We were interviewing Colton Cowser yesterday. Ron O'Hearn said, "What in the world is he talking about over there? Mr. Personality's back." And he said it in a tongue-in-cheek way, but it wasn't a sarcastic way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think things are starting to get back to normal. We reported yesterday that Jordan Westberg was going to play AAA yesterday, play today, and then after that evaluate to see where he is, which I think is code for he might see him in Sacramento, at least when we come back home. Laureano is doing his rehab stint. O'Neill's going to be here for 2 days, and then he's going to go on his rehab stint. These guys are starting to come back.
Yeah.
You get that band back together. This is the best way for them to come back, in my opinion, Ed. Come back while the team is playing well. That way you don't have the pressure of, man, I got to help them turn these things around. You just jump in.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, look at Cowser. He jumps in, hits home run. I mean, that's just so nice to see where somebody comes back and you don't say, well, he's been out for a while and, you know, it's going to take him a while to get his feet under. You come right in and you knock one out. So good for him.
Batted six, played center field, got moved over to the right field when Jordan Adams came into the ball game. It was just good. You know, I had no idea until he got a base hit that Kobe Mayo had started last night. I don't know what who I thought DH'd.
Oh, really?
He got a base hit. I'm like, did he pinch hit? And I look at the scoreboard. No, he started. And so it's good to see that he's in the lineup regularly for right now.
Mm-hmm.
With another hit last night, maybe he could turn things around. But you talked about Allie Rushman, and I agree with you. Allie Rushman needs to get it going. But I love the fact that Heston Kjerstad had two hits last night, too.
Yeah, me too.
So he's starting to crank it up a little bit. He had the triple the other day at home, two hits last night, along with a walk. He's starting to crank it up a little bit, too, and we need that.
Yeah, two for three in a walk and RBI. So it's nice. I'm just happy to see this. It was everybody was – because what happened during this terrible period was everybody went cold at once. Like, nobody seemed to get it together. You had guys keeping it, some semblance of, an offense. Where, guys like O'Hearn and Mullins and Urias. That was about it. You can't do that. Now, you have 13 hits last night, and it was spread around pretty well. Everybody seemed to contribute.
Including O'Hearn, we had two more hits last night.
Yeah, he's about 335.
Yeah, man. He's
on base percentage over 400.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Are you serious right now? Man, that guy's just on fire. He's putting together a hell of a season. And I want them to get hot because I don't want them to be thinking, well, season's over, so let's trade O'Hearn.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to see O'Hearn go.
I don't want to see him go in. I don't think he wants to go. I think he likes
it. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connor on vacation. He will be back on Friday. What's trending? The New York Knicks part ways with Tom Thibodeau. Was it a bad idea for New York? You heard our opinion. We want to hear from you at 6:45 on that. But on the other side, Ed talked about four consecutive quality starts, and he's right. But have you taken a look at what the Orioles starters have done over the last nine games? Is this real? What was the commercial with kids, Ed? Is it live or is it Memorex? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I mean, it helps a lot. It's hard to win in this game without starting pitching, so you got to give those starters a ton of credit. You got to give our pitching group, Frenchie, Klimek, Plassmeyer, Anders, all those guys, you got to give those guys a ton of credit. It's something that didn't go so well in the beginning of the year, but they kept working at it, and we're kind of getting the fruits of that labor right now.
That's old skipper, interim skipper, Tony Mancelino, talking about the pitching. Jim Palmer told me about a month and a half ago when I was complaining about the hitting. He said, you're right. Your observation is right, but it all begins with pitching. And you expect him to say that because a former pitcher. One of the best of all time. Ed, can I play by Minnie Riperton and take you back down memory lane for a second? Yeah. Yeah, the Orioles.
Midnight at the Oasis. What are we gonna do here?
The last eight games. Let me tell you what the Orioles pitching has been all about. It started off with none other than Trevor Rogers. He went 6 3rd innings, giving up no runs, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a 2-1 win against Boston. Then Dean Kramer against Boston in the 5-1 win goes 5 innings, 1 run. So five and a third innings, no runs, 7 hits, 4 strikeouts. Then they come home and they face the St. Louis Cardinals, and Morton goes 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 5 Ks. Then they lost 2 in a row. Sagano went 5 and a third, giving up 8 hits, 3 strikeouts. And Povich, who had the worst start in his whole 9-game straight stretch. It's great when his worst start could be 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 5 runs, 8 hits, 9 strikeouts, though.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the Birds got it together. Chicago White Sox came into town, and they had to face the law firm of Eflin, Kramer, and Morton. And Eflin goes 7 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Kramer, 6 innings, 1 run, 7 hits, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts. Morton, 6 2/3, no runs, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts. Sagano last night here in Seattle goes 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. 9 games. They won 7 of those games. They've gotten, what was that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 quality starts? They got 7 quality starts in that stretch. No, 6 quality starts during that stretch. That's just, to me, I got to ask the question, do you think it's real?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a 2-3 game, the quality starts at 3 out of 7 games. This is a good run they've had. And keep it, Cal Riley was 0-4. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't have power in that lineup. He's tied with Ohtani for home runs in Major League Baseball. I think it's for real.
Yeah, one thing we're not going to do today with these people, we're not justifying having to be Seattle. Okay, if you make me try to justify beating the White Sox, okay, I'll play along with that. Mm-hmm. But we're not justifying beating Seattle.
No. I think it's really, encouraging, I put this into words. It's like we've said this the whole, the last 2 months of the season, which is the whole season, that the team has got too much talent to be this bad.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, maybe, guys are coming back and guys are finding themselves and getting out of their head or whatever the hell was going on. Because Gunnar's been disappointing this year. Adley's been terribly disappointing since last year. So if all of a sudden these guys can start playing, and then you get, Kowza comes up, and we get guys, that we haven't seen, because they've been out injured. Maybe, if Westberg were back, and he's not. But guys like this and some of the arms come back, you may have a decent season. Not what you expected or want, but you have a decent season.
Yeah. I mean, again, Joe said it, over the last 9 games, 1.99 ERA. We in the box, we put the Chicago White Sox sweep in the box because it was the moment. We're in the moment. But when you look at over the last 9, starting in Boston, this is a pretty good baseball team all of a sudden. 7 of the last 9? I mean, that's... they look like a pretty good baseball team all of a sudden. I don't know where it's going to end. It was just recently we said, this team is almost 20 games under 500. Well, now we're getting closer to saying this team is almost 10 games under 500. Now, you don't want to be there, but you don't want to be near 20 either.
No, you don't.
You got to keep chipping away. Someone hit me up yesterday, inbox on Facebook, saying that he had a different approach. Remember yesterday I said I'm all about just make my summer fun and we'll reevaluate at the end of August. He's bold with his. He said, no, man, I think this team can get back into the playoff picture. I don't know if I'm putting my hopes into that right now. We're not going to bet you. I'm not going to do Jeremy Kahn's daily line later on and bet you that they don't.
Right.
But I just want to chip away. Let's win June first, Ed. Let's win June.
Yeah, let's win June. And like with everything in life, you can't change what has been. You can't change the past. You can't change the last 2 months. So let's stop, whining about it and see what's going to happen now. Maybe this is a chance for a bit of a turnaround, where they start moving up in the standings and make it uncomfortable with the other teams in the AL East. So that would be really wonderful for this fan base.
And if they're going to win June, they're off to a good start because they're undefeated in June. They're 2-0.
Yes.
and going back at it tonight. But I love offense, but baseball is the one sport that I love defense more.
Yeah.
It's the one sport I love defense more. I love because pitching, baseball is pitching, man. When you can go out there and win those 4-3 games, those 3-2 games, that's exciting to me. I mean, 10-8 is boring. And it's a long game.
It is a long game.
4-2, 5-1, those are pretty decent game. And last night, we talked about it before the start because of the ERA. In all of these starts, it wasn't like the opposing pitcher was horrible. I don't think George Kirby was horrible last night at all. He would have gave up 2 runs before he got hit in the face. On that line drive back at him, but he wasn't horrible. He brought his ERA down actually from 11 to 8.5.
Really? He's not bad. He's a good pitcher.
He's a very good pitcher.
Yeah. He didn't have pitch enough to have his ERA come down.
So it's not like they're going up against a whole lot of bad starters. Chicago through, I think the strength of their team is the starting pitching. To be honest with you, so they're going. We talked about the St. Louis Cardinals. They have good starters and very good offense, to be honest with you. So, we're not going up against some all bums during the stretch. And if we are, so what? Beat them.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, I'm really, really happy that even just looking at the box score for people, the game was late, you didn't see it, that's fine. Just take a look. Almost everybody contributed last night. You get a great outing from Sagano, goes 7 innings. I mean, gives up essentially nothing. Gives up 1 earned run. And then you see what the offense did. Pretty much everyone who played last night got a hit. And it's good to see. And see guys who get multiple hits, like Adley and Gunnar. You need those guys to get right again.
I know baseball is a business and it's all about productivity and you got your prospects that you got to play. But when this is all said and done and these guys get healthy, We both admit Emmanuel Rivera is going down. You know, he's going to be part of the numbers game. And it's disappointing because I'm going to tell you guys this. He might be the biggest cheerleader on this team. Like every inning where the Orioles come back from the field, he gets to the top step of the dugout, gets onto the field, and he's high-fiving each one of them coming back to the dugout. And it's like he was late getting there one half inning, and Jackson Holliday stood and waited for him. Yeah. And he comes up, stood and waited for him. He came up, high-fiving him, and it's just a different presence. And last night, if you're going to go on my Facebook page on the Colton Cowser home run, Jackson Holliday was not in the dugout during the home run. And if you look at the film that I took, the motion film that I took, you see Holliday running out of the tunnel to get back in the dugout to be a part of the celebration. We talked about that fun and not having that fun. You can start to see that they're becoming that team again. Now, you can say, well, that's why they're winning. I tend to say it that way because they're winning, but either way, chicken or the egg, they're both happening right now. They're having fun, and they're winning.
Yes. Maybe it's golf. So maybe it's golf, which, by the way, I'm going to play today for the first time in a long time. Can't wait to get out there.
I'm not going to play. I'm playing Monday.
You got your you don't have any clubs there. Okay.
No. The Healy Foundation, that's the organization that does a lot of private school scholarships. One included is the Robbie Long Scholarship at Mount Carmel. They're having their golf outing on Monday, and I'm playing with them. I can't wait because that's always a party.
Yeah.
Where are you playing today?
Fox Hollow.
Where exactly is that?
It's in Lutherville, Timone. It's up that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never played there.
It's a great training center there.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really good training center. Yep. When I practice, I mean, it's the place to go.
Ed went on a field trip yesterday, boys and girls.
Oh, yes.
He went to one winning drive. He's going to tell you all about it at 7 o'clock, but on the other side. What's trending? NBA. Tom Thibodeau says goodbye to New York. Or maybe New York says goodbye to him. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The New York Knicks lost in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I got a text yesterday from one of my assistant coaches at Rosedale, actually my head middle school coach, and he said, I can't believe the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau after he made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I got it when I was taking my nap. And when I woke up, I responded to him and basically said, I'm not the one to defend Tom Thibodeau because I wanted him gone too. You know, yes, they won. What were they? Won 50 games, 50 and 32. But there were times during the course of this. No, they won 51 and 31. There were times, Ed, during the course of the season, and you and I had conversations. I'm like, I don't think this guy's the guy.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think they can do so much better than what they even did. If your goal is to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, well, okay, that's fine. But there were times down the season, down the stretch, I don't think they did well enough against some of the top teams in the East. I don't. And I just thought that, you know, maybe, just maybe, if they had someone different, that they can go even further than they went.
Yeah, and you did say that, and you're saying, I don't know if it's the guy to get him over the hump. And apparently, ownership felt the same way. Apparently, some of the players did, too, who were anonymous, but went to ownership. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is stuff that you were discussing, and we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. And you know, and the other side is it sucks, but I mean, he can sit home and wait, you know, watch his, you know, his checks rolling. He can roll around his bed on his, you know, pile of money.
50 Cent said, if they hate, let them hate. Watch the money pile up.
Yeah, seriously. Right. I mean, and so, I mean, I'm not going to cry over Thibodeau's, you know, firing. But it does, because then the other side of the argument, I heard a lot of this on radio yesterday. The guys, if he gets them further than anybody has in 25 years, and this is his thanks, and blah, 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 on and on and on and on. It happens. It happens. If somebody, you know, if you don't get there, let's, you know, it happens in every sport, too. Who's the most successful coach in the NFL right now? Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Why is Andy Reid in Kansas City?
Because they ran him out of Philly.
Yes.
Because he couldn't win the whole thing.
Right. Went to how many NFC championships?
And wasn't it four in a row? Three or four in a row?
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't win. Couldn't win the big one. That was the knock on Andy Reid. Now look. So it happens. So.
And listen, John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl. And before Lamar Jackson went on a rampage, people in this town wanted him gone. People in this town still want him gone. And he actually won a Super Bowl. Why? Because you look at him and think that's the reason that you can't get all the way. You can't go again. I think Tom Thibodeau is an outstanding coach. I'm not questioning his coaching skills. I'm not. I just don't know if he's the man. When I look at his coaching style over 82-game period, his coaching style is like college or even high school in terms of his substitution pattern. I just don't think you can do that in this league, in the National Basketball Association. I don't think it's conducive to longevity. I don't. And even though, see, when you're in high school and AAU, you want all the playing time. You do. But when you start throwing money in on this and championships being more money, then guys that are on the floor hold a long time are wondering, man, when are you going to use your bench?
Yeah.
I'm tired out here. I can't give you my best if I'm out here all the time. I also think he lets people get away with some things. I think I'm a Carl Anthony Towns critic. You know that.
Yes, I know that. Absolutely.
However, I think there's a coach there who can get more out of him. I think there's a coach there that can make him play, make him at least look like he wants to play defense. I look at the fourth foul that he picked up in, not the game they got eliminated, game four at home.
Oh, the dumb foul, you mean?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, this is the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. Why is he still doing that? I mean, that to me, players, when they respect you, when they kind of, you know, respect you enough not to want to disappoint you, they don't do things like that. Even on a pro level, they don't. And to me, I don't know if he really has their attention. Not all of them.
Yeah.
You got to go in a different direction. Tom Thibodeau's going to coach again, and he should coach again because he's a great coach.
Yeah, he is.
You know, what are they? 30 teams in the National Basketball Association.
And you know, how many? Yeah, go ahead.
He's top 15 at least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, but he's not top four. No. You need one of those. You need one of those. I don't think he's a difference maker in terms. We're not winning because of Tom Thibodeau. Let's just say that.
Yeah. They assembled a nice team. They did. They really did. And I think they're going to be good for a while. And they made the change. I don't know. I wonder what's going to happen to Cat. If they're going to, because he really was a bit of a hindrance here. And I heard players were complaining again. They didn't go public, but complaining about his defense. That he wasn't in the position. He wasn't in position to be where he was supposed to be. Often in the last loss, it cost him. And moreover, they said he didn't seem to think it was a big deal, which is a bigger problem. It's one thing to be, to miss your assignment and be out of position and cost him, a couple of points here, whatever it may be. But to really kind of just shrug it off and like, well, yeah, my bad. Yeah, whatever.
That's coaching. Have him see that it's a big deal.
Yeah.
At some point, you can't have that conversation in the playoffs. And that's what, let's go back to Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino is an egomaniac. So much of an egomaniac that at some point he is going to do whatever he can to make Karl Anthony Towns buy in the defense. Rick Pitino, there's certain egomaniacs that know when to humble themselves because their ego is winning. Their ego is success. That's Rick Pitino's ego is not just wearing the $2,000 suits. He wears it because he has an ego. His ego is he is better than you.
Yeah.
That's his ego. I'm better than you. And I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to get out of Karl Anthony Towns what none of you other schmoes could get. I'm going to do it. So here's my message to Scott Perry. He's the general manager of the Knicks, right? Scott Perry? I think he is.
Yeah.
And if he's not, then I'm giving a message to the wrong person. But my message to Scott Perry, go out and get you one.
Leon Rose, actually.
Leon Rose? Oh, okay. I thought he was the team president. Nonetheless, I don't care. My message to the Knicks front office, can we do that? Go out and get you one. Get you one of what? A big who cares nothing about playing, other than playing defense and rebounding. That is his pride and joy. And you let him do the dirty work for Karl Anthony Towns. Because Karl Anthony Towns ain't built that way. And if you expect him to be to do that, then the leopard doesn't change his spots. You know what you have. I knew what you had when you traded for him. So go out and get you one and let Karl Anthony Towns be called. Because Karl Anthony Towns' pride, what did he say? He's the greatest long-distance shooting big man in NBA history, which we disagree with because there's this guy named Dirk Nowitzki.
Right, yeah.
But even for him to say that tells you that's what he's trying to do. That's what he wants. You know that. It's not a surprise. So go get you one and use Karl Anthony Towns for what he's good for, offense. Because he's not going to be that guy down bottom. On defense.
No, especially, and a team like they're constructed for defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, in some ways, like the Ravens. Like the Knicks forever have seemed to stress defense. I don't know how teams build identities and keep them for so long, but they do, and they have, and that's been their thing. So, and he really doesn't fit.
We talked about it, Ed. We think Lamar Jackson is going to have even more passing yards in 2025, do we not?
Yeah.
Todd Monken said something yesterday that kind of makes me believe that maybe we're on to something. We'll talk about that at 7:15, but on the other side. Ed took a field trip to One Winning Drive. Ed, you going to tell us about it up next?
Yeah, I'll tell you who was wearing what. Yeah.
We're Prada.
Yeah.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.